Hello.
Yes, this is customer support. My name is Arterius. I'm returning your call. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
55347.
55347?
Yes.
Thank you. Hold on 1 second, please. May I ask your name?
Jeffrey Benedict.
And that was 55347?
That's correct.
Excuse me. You said your last name was Benedict?
Yes.
F-F. All right. Yeah, Jeffrey's spelled with two F's. R-E-Y?
Yes.
All right. All right. Do you have an account, Mr. Benedict?
Well, apparently I must have signed up for this relentless diligent.com by accident. So I don't know. I was charged $39.99 today, and I want to cancel this membership, whatever it is. I have no idea.
All right.
And I'd like to get my money refunded.
Your last name, Benedict?
Yes.
All right, let's do this. Let's try your email address.
BenedictJ@comcast.com.
All right, I'm sorry, I didn't catch the beginning.
BenedictJ@comcast.com. .net, I mean.
BenedictJ@.net.com?
Comcast.net.
Gotcha. That didn't retrieve any information neither. BenedictJ@comcast.net.
Yep.
Yes, sir. That didn't retrieve any information neither. So let me see. All right, so are you seeing any charges?
Pardon me?
Are you seeing any charges?
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. Your name is the only name that you would want to try?
That would be correct, I would say.
All right, let me see. Is there anything else that I can do? I'm trying your phone number. That didn't work. Jeffrey Benedict didn't work. Your zip didn't work. You sure that these charges, you sure you contacted the right place?
Yeah, this is diligentfirm.com, diligentfirmrelentless.com.
That sounds like a merchant's name.
This is the number that was on the charge.
Yeah, sounds like a merchant's name.
Yeah, the phone number was 855-217-0456. RelentlessFirmDiligent.com in California, says.
And I'm not even seeing my phone number now, unfortunately. Do you think is anything else you could give me?
Like what?
Any like another person's name that the charges may have come in?
Well, the only person, no, because, no, just plain Jeff, maybe.
Let's try that. And what's your last and that Benedict? I got you. Benedict.
Yeah, Benedict.
Right. No, sir, that didn't work either. So, if there's anything else you think you want to try?
You could try Loretta, Loretta. Benedict.
It's not in her name either. All right, sir. Yes, I do. Oh, I know what. You tried calling your bank or your credit card company?
I did call a credit card company.
And what did they gave you our number?
Yep. Well, it's also on the charge, too. It says relentlessfirmdiligent.com, California, 855-217-0456.
Wow. You want me to try the last four of the card?
Do what now?
You want me to try the last four of the card?
Oh, the last four numbers?
Yes, sir.
8,400.
So it's 8,840?
No.
The last four?
8,400.
All right, thank you. I got you. Did say 8,400.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe they gave you our number because we can't find you nowhere in the system.
Your number's right on the charge.
Can't see my number, but I want to make sure that you did dial the right number because these charges aren't with us. Not in your wife's name, in your name. Yes, sir.
I was billed in November and December. I didn't catch it in November.
You didn't catch it, but you were billed?
Yep. $39.99. Both months. What was your name again?
It's Arterius. They call me Art, though.
How do you spell that?
A-R-T.
Yeah.
E-R-I-O-U-S.
I think you're the first Arterius I ever met.
Maybe so. And I can't see my number. I want to make sure you dial the right number, but it's most definitely that the charges aren't with us.
I definitely dialed the right number.
And I wish I could, but I was being a call center. We see so many numbers, but I can't see mine. All right. You dial 855-437. No, it came from 843. That's your number?
I dialed 855-217-0456.
Your number 843-909-3113. So my number is 855-437-7504.
Hold on a second. Can you repeat that?
855-437-7504.
Well, I dialed 855-217-0456.
Yes, sir. But that's all I think it is, because normally when you guys call, any information to get you pulled up in our system.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, what's this other number than the one I called?
Yeah, I just think you contacted the wrong company. Like a misdial.
How could I contact the wrong company when that's the number on the charge?
But if we would have billed you, it would show up in our system. Anything you guys do, it'll come straight to our system, and I'll be able to see it, no matter when you do it.
And what's the name of your system?
The name of our company is Factory Direct. We're an online store. We're a discount membership store.
Okay, Factory Direct.
Yes, sir. We're a discount membership store.
So, and when I'm billed, does it come under relentlessfirmdiligent.com?
That may be one of our merchants' name, because we have over 300 different companies that we do work with. And so it could be a vendor's name.
And you can't search that?
No, sir, I can't search those vendors' name.
Well, who am I supposed to call in?
And that's why I said, if you call your bank or your credit card company.
I did, and they said there won't be any more. They'll stop the charges coming in the future.
But they wanted you to call.
Yeah.
Which I understand that, but we most definitely, can't find you in the system. Which I do apologize about that.
Okay.
All right, sir. Well, you do have a good day. I do thank you for calling Customer Support, sir.
Yeah, you too, Artarius.
All right, thank you. You have a good year, sir. All right.